Blog Talk Radio.
But he's able. Just kind of believe says in the third chapter of the book of Daniel, he's able. And if not, O king, know this, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship in the golden image that thou hast set up in the providence. Why? Because the God that we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. So happy to have our special guest today. And we're going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Evangelist Ursula, are you there?
Remember her at the moment.
So, you all, we're going to have a word of prayer, and 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you mean we should thank you for everything? He said, thank me for everything, good, bad, and ugly. That's interesting. It makes sense. But when you think about that and you couple that with Romans 8:28, it says, and we know all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. Then I get it. I get it now. God allowed the ugly things to work together for you. Things that you don't understand, he's causing it to work together for you. So in everything, give thanks. Doesn't matter what it is. Listen to your heart. Doesn't matter. Give him thanks for it. If you understand it, thank him. If you don't, thank him. You done been through it, thank him. At the ugly and the good. So, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything, give thanks. So we want to, first of all, thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Heavenly Father, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It's in your word, Father God, that we've learned that you're not only our Savior, you're not only our friend, but you are the very one that loves us. You are our caretaker. You are our helper. You'll be there when mother won't be there. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we have in your word everything that you have declared and decreed for us. I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. I ask you, dear Heavenly Father, if you will continue to bless those that are reaching out for you, those that you claim the apple of your eye, those that you've healed by your stripes, according to 1 Peter 2:25 and Isaiah 53:6. I know you're a healer. You're a healer of the mind, spirit, and the soul. I thank you for it. Praise you for it. And then, Father God, I thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that you said that we are your temple now. And we thank you for it, that you don't have to have brick and mortar and clay and plaster and carpet and all of that to be a temple. We'll be your living temple. We become lively stones. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, you've given us a ministry of reconciliation, whereby, Father God, we're ambassadors for you. Matter of fact, your word declared in Philippians 3:20 that we are citizens of heaven. And we're sealed with the heavenly promise. Give for it, Father God. I thank you, can nobody pluck us out of your hand. There's not a situation, Father God, that's going to pluck us out of your hand. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I glorify you for it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to declare and decree that we walk in the Spirit, even as you're in the Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that you are our light, so we can be a light and we can let our light shine. I thank you, Father God, for illuminating your spirit in our lives so that people know that we are, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we are that new creation. I thank you, Father God, that we are content. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what situation we're in, we're content because we know you are at the helm. You are on at have the steering wheel. You have this thing under control. So we're secure with that, Father God. We have that secure, and we have that confidence. Thank you, Father God, that because of that confidence that we have in you, we can go on now. We can move on and just praise you and continue to give you thanks. We put ourselves in agreement with all those that are believing for your word, all those that are have declared, Father God, what your word says. We put ourselves in agreement with them. And I thank you for it. And in Christ's name, we pray. And everybody agree with this prayer, said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, okay, brothers and sisters, we're going to take our time and try to pick up on some things what we had yesterday as well. And we're talking about relationship and fellowship. And I want to start by saying you can put confidence in this, in the relationship with the Father, the friendship with the Father. See, I can't put confidence in relationship with folk and with people, but I know that I can with the Father. And if you're with the Father, as I am with the Father, then I can put confidence in you. I can trust you. Okay. Hebrews, hallelujah, 10, I think it's verse 35 is where I want to go first of all. and we're just going to pick up on that. It says this. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. Woo! For ye yet have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, that ye may receive the promise. That's awesome. That is awesome. So whatever you ask God for, whatever you believe in God for, don't throw it away. I don't care how dark it looks. I don't care what your mind tells you. Your confidence is in Christ, not what you think, not what you feel, because it can get real gloomy from time to time. So he said, do not throw that away now. That confidence, and let me tell you what that is. Because that confidence is what you have put placed in the Lord. Just for a moment, when I think about confidence, I think about consciousness. I think about faith. I think about your belief. And that says so much. I think about your attitude. That's your confidence. Don't throw that away. Don't throw your faith or your belief away. Do not throw it away. You believing in it? Stand on it. You ask God for rain. Help me, Holy Ghost. You done ask God for rain? Get your umbrella. I don't care about the sun shining. It doesn't matter. You ask God for rain. Get your umbrella. Keep that confidence. When everybody else is, going through a different phase, you know what you done ask God for? Believe it. You ask God for a husband. Stand. I don't care how many men pass you. Doesn't matter. I don't care what folks say. It ain't going to happen. Keep the confidence. That's a secret between you and God, because God knows your heart, and he sees it, and he will reward you openly. So you keep that confidence. That's why I say keep that confidence no matter what. You didn't ask God for a wife. Keep your confidence. He going to lead you. Don't know where he going to lead you to. You may find yourself at the grocery store talking to somebody. You never know what it's going to lead to. You didn't ask God for a car. And you believe in God for that. Keep your confidence. And most of all, brothers and sisters, somebody ask God for deliverance. Keep your confidence. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I promise you it's going to happen. How I know that? Because that's what the Word of God said. You have that assurance. See, that's what you want. When you think about confidence, that's what you want. You want to have that assurance. And you have it, sister, brother. You have it. Now, it have great recompense. So let's look at that for a moment. You must be willing to wait without giving up. Are you willing? I'm asking you now. Are you willing to wait? After you've done this, what God wants to do is give you what you promised, what he has promised you, whatever that is. See, you know, because you know what you're asking for. And then sometimes we don't even ask him for stuff, and he go ahead on and give us a confidence. Sometimes we don't even switch things, and God taking care of us. He's giving us that confidence. And you can have that confidence, brothers and sisters. Let that confidence, it ought to propel you. Let me say this. I'm going to speak to somebody's heart right now. If you'll keep that confidence, it will actually, what I want to say, and the Holy Spirit is helping me with this, it will propel you. It will superjet you. it will put you above all of that stuff that's been negative. You will have self-satisfaction. Trust me. You will be propelled above the negativity that you are getting. You will go a path. God will give you the pride, even pride above your ego. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The confidence that he's going to give you, that self-assurance that, yeah, it's going to work out. Don't worry about the judge. Don't worry about they said this and they said that. Don't worry about that. See, that's why you need this confidence so you can go past all of that stuff. That self-assurance, God said, I placed it in you. All I want you to do is wait. Wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. Have patience. And I know patient sometimes is, you know, patient is like a woman. Patient is like a woman. And I want you, none of you sisters to get mad at me. But, you know, sometimes, the Bible called it a woman. I didn't call it a woman. I better go take you there and show you because I got some paper for you. You know, I got a scripture too for you because I want you to know patience is like a woman. And when I think about it, you know, sometimes a man, he's waiting on a woman. Hey, she have to do this. She have to do that. But, hey, be patient, man. Wait on her. Wait on her. Wait, I say. Because while she, you know, while she's putting on the stockings, sometimes they put on the girdle, sometimes they got to do this, sometimes they don't like the way the hair is, sometimes they don't like, so the men have to, now this is his date, he got to wait, got to wait on her, got to be patient. You can't drive off and leave her, man, you got to wait. A lot of times women go to the restroom, men been in there and come out and do what they do, but with a woman, you got to be patient. You don't know what all she doing. She having her business. That's all I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. Have confidence and be patient. James 1, I'm going to read the whole thing to you. But James 1, verse 2, I think, read all the way through the 8th verse. It says something like this. My brother, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her, see that, her perfect work. See, patience is just like a woman. You let her do her thing. Let her have a perfect work, that you may be able, you may be perfect and entire way wanting nothing. If you just let patience have the perfect work, the Bible says, the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee. Sometimes you got to ask God, Lord, just give me the patience, because he'll give it to you. Sometimes you need patience to endure certain things. Well, that's why you ask God. The reward can't come forth until the patience come forth. It takes patience, brothers and sisters, to possess your soul. It takes patience to see the end come. If you don't use patience, you'll never see what the end is about. You'll never know if what you ask God for is going to come true or not. You remember what Romans 5 and 3 says? And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Also, here's why you glory. Because you know that tribulation worketh patience. Sometimes you go through some things so patience can have a perfect work. See, it's patience, experience, and experience hope. So it's through that patience that you're going to have that hope to know that it's okay. It's going to work. It's working for your good. Things are turning for you. You may not see it through the optical nerve, but patience will strengthen you to give you that joy. I believe it's Colossians 1 and 11 said, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. The promise comes once you have exemplified patience. So he says in Hebrews, God want to give you your reward. But it takes patience. And after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. Well, that's interesting. What you mean after I've done the will of God? Now, this is revelation for somebody. When you just start thanking God, you've done his will. When you start thanking him for the good, bad, and ugly, you've done his will. A lot of people don't know. That's the secret right there. You start thanking God for, even though you don't see it, you done asked him for bread. You don't see no food in there. And you got to be patient. You're asking for bread. Go set the table. See, you're not asking for food. Go set the table. And be patient. Now, I know this, man. They done closed up the grocery store. Don't worry, brothers and sisters. Set the table. See, your patience has to play a part in anything you receive from God. Now, I know there's instant this and instant that and gratifying, but I'm telling you, when you have confidence in the word of God, know that it's going to work out just like he says it's going to work out. Just like he said. No ifs, ands, buts about it. It's going to be just what he said. Psalms 118:8 says this. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So when man telling you this ain't going to work and that ain't going to work, hey, man, your trust is in the Lord. It's better to trust God. Believe me, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in priests and in people and in, just trust God for your confidence. The Bible says, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. If you let the Lord be your confidence, woo, hallelujah, even in fear, there is a strong confidence that God give his children. God become your refuge. He strengthen you. But you got to ask him. You got to ask him. Don't let me if in buts about it. You must ask him. You must ask him. And you must be sincere. You must be honest. You must be transparent. Why are you saying all this, preacher? Because the Lord, once you have done the will of God, then you receive the promise. And the will is, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And it takes patience to go through that. So we're at a point now where, or the part of this broadcast, that if anyone have any comments or anything they want to share, press 1, and we'll let you come in. Press 1 and we'll hear from you. Anyone have any comments? Press 1 and we'll hear from you. We were opening it up, but we have people that come on here that don't really mean good to the broadcast, so we just let that go. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone? Hallelujah. Press 1. Let me say one other thing about confidence. And we got a couple minutes here. Because see, God did not fail in his redemptive work. Jesus did not fail. The Spirit did not fail in its work. So the Word was not failed to make good in every case. But listen, brothers and sisters, let us begin at the real basis of this thing. Remember Isaiah 32:17 said this, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever, so we can have confidence. The moment we are justified, you know, justified means made right. So when you know that your spirit has been made right with God, you're at God's class, or you're in God's class, or you're at that level because you're friendship and fellowship with God. So you're right there with him where he wants you to be. Now, do Satan want you to be there? No. Do man want you to be there? No. The last thing man wants you to be, for you to know that you're equal with God because of Christ. That's why you're in Christ. So the moment we are justified or made right in Christ, quietness comes and the confidence fills our heart that this is a prophetic statement in regard to righteousness. The prophecy, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it will guide you. It will direct you when you have patience. This is a peace that is filled with, I can't even describe the moment. The moment you become a new creation, you've already received this, activated. How you activate it? By thanking God for the peace that goes beyond all understanding. And even with your own self, you're not going to understand it. Don't be trying to understand it, because you're putting a new man on, which have been created after righteousness and after the things of God. No one else have any comments. We thank God for you. And